A reading of the essay, The Console Has a Browser, by Jeffrey, approximately 13 minutes. Tonight, Aesthetic Computer is running on an Xbox. Not as an Xbox game, exactly. It is running an Edge, reached by typing a URL, while an 8-bit do 6-button arcade controller introduces itself to the browser as an Xbox One game controller. On the television, it looks like a small fact. A fighter, two characters, some buttons. Behind it is a whole argument about what a video game console is allowed to be. A console is sold as certainty. The same box, the same controller, the same television distance, the same performance contract. A website is sold as uncertainty. It arrives through whatever screen and browser happen to answer the door. Aesthetic Computer lives on the uncertain side on purpose. Every piece is a URL, and the prompt is the front door. Putting it on an Xbox brings the two ideas into one room. The console says, this device has a prescribed use. The browser says, give me an address and let us see. The funny part is that the first problem is not graphics or certification. It is a name. The browser's gamepad API gives a program an identifier string, a mapping label, button values, axes, and an index. The standard deliberately defines a canonical layout called standard, 17 buttons and 4 axes, arranged like a familiar modern pad. It does not promise a trustworthy retail identity for the plastic in your hands. Browsers may remap hardware, operating systems may expose compatibility layers, and controllers themselves may boot into different modes. The identifier is useful evidence, not a birth certificate. That is why the 8-bit do can arrive as an Xbox controller, masquerading as a feature. X-input compatibility lets unfamiliar hardware pass through doors built for the Xbox shape. It is socially clever and diagnostically annoying. 6 face buttons can be flattened into the story of 4 face buttons and shoulders. 2 pieces of plastic become indistinguishable by name. So the right debugging instrument is not a longer list of brand strings. It is a live diagram. Draw every button and axis. Light each one as it moves. Show the raw ID, mapping, timestamp, button count, and axis count. Let the player press the physical lower left button and say what it ought to mean. Save the resulting profile. The browser cannot always tell us what the controller is, but the player in the picture can teach it what the controller does. This suggests a small rule for Aesthetic Computer: identify capabilities before identities. A 6-button fight layout is a fact. 8-bit do M30 is a guess. The diagram belongs in the shared gamepad library. Gamepad is the observatory, and fight consumes the observation. When a browser update or controller mode changes the reported costume, the game should retain the learned body. There is an old console lesson hiding here. Good game controls are not a table of key codes. They are a negotiation between a physical object, a platform convention, and a player's muscle memory. The web merely makes that negotiation visible. The Xbox is more open than its living room face suggests, but in a very Xbox way, not as an unrestricted Unix computer, as a set of bounded rooms. In retail mode, Edge can simply visit aesthetic.computer. That is the shallowest port, and for a web-native artwork, possibly the most honest one. No store package is required to prove the piece. The address itself is the executable. Developer mode opens a deeper room. In 2016, Microsoft announced that a retail Xbox One could be activated for Universal Windows platform development, explicitly describing the living room as a place to build and experiment. The activated console exposes Windows device portal over HTTPS on port 1143. From another machine, you can install and manage development apps, inspect performance, collect diagnostics, and use REST endpoints. This is not SSH into the retail operating system. It is more interestingly specific, a remote workbench provided by the platform. Microsoft also documents remote edge dev tools for an Xbox WebView 2 UWP app. The developer enables a debugging feature before creating the WebView, launches the app, visits the console's device portal, then attaches from Edge Inspect on a development computer. In other words, the clean long-term Xbox shell for aesthetic computer could be almost comically thin, a WebView whose important content still comes from the prompt, with console-shaped lifecycle display and controller affordances around it. The professional route goes deeper again. The game development kit adds packaging, deployment, Xbox services, test accounts, and development sandboxes isolated from retail. Microsoft describes those sandboxes as a way to change service configuration without touching the live world. Xbox Manager can reboot consoles, manage installed apps, and switch sandboxes. The rooms have names and permissions. The machine can become a development target without pretending that it has become a general server. This distinction matters for remote access. Adding a nearby Mac or Raspberry Pi to a tailnet can make the Xbox's device portal reachable through a subnet route, but it does not give the Xbox its own tail scale identity. A LAN bridge can proxy private services to Edge. That bridge is a useful piece of stagecraft. It is not the console joining the fleet. Architecture gets clearer when we resist giving a tunnel a personality it does not possess. Every generation contains a struggle between appliance and computer. The original PlayStation had Net Euros, a black development system aimed beyond licensed studios. Sony sold Linux for PlayStation 2 with a hard drive, Ethernet adapter, keyboard, mouse, and a Linux environment. Sega put a modem and web browser into the Dreamcast. Microsoft let hobbyists publish peer-reviewed Xbox 360 games through XNA Creators Club and Xbox Live Community Games. At the 2008 announcement, it expected community work to double the console's library. These openings never mean the same thing. A browser bundled for a dial-up communication, a Linux kit sold as a product, a managed indie marketplace, a developer mode, and a homebrew exploit all produce different relationships between maker and machine. We flatten them when we call all of them open. Better questions are, who may write with which tools? How does a work reach another person? What survives when the vendor loses interest? Can the audience inspect, modify, and host it? Does the work still run when the store closes? The web has an unusual answer to the distribution question. Its package is an address. It can cross from laptop to phone to Xbox without being rewritten as a separate cultural object each time. That does not erase platform power. The browser can omit APIs, suspend tabs, rename controllers, limit storage, and disappear in a firmware update, but it moves the center of gravity. Aesthetic Computer is not asking the Xbox Store to become its archive. It is asking the Xbox browser to be a window. There is a cost. Consoles reward programs that know exactly where they are. The web rewards programs that remain coherent while knowing almost nothing. A good console port can assume the pad, safe area, frame pacing, suspend behavior, and television. A good web piece must discover them. The way through is not to give up the web's looseness. It is to make discovery part of the artwork's system. That returns us to gamepad. A controller test sounds like plumbing. In practice, it is the first conversation between a body and a machine. The player presses A, a circle glows. The player presses the arcade controller's C button. Perhaps the browser says right bumper. The diagram reveals the translation without scolding either side. For development on the Xbox, the test piece can become a live field station. It can display a compact fingerprint and periodically refresh its mapping rules from the same shared library used by Fight. Telemetry can record the browser-reported shape, never more personal information than the diagnosis needs, and Lith logs can show what actually arrived from the living room. A developer changes one mapping, deploys the web client, reloads the piece, and the television answers. This is a much shorter loop than packaging a native build for every hypothesis. The fingerprint should be humble. Normalized identifier, mapping, button count, axis count, observed pressed indices, and perhaps which axes behave digitally. Those facts can distinguish some costumes. When they cannot, the UI should offer a profile choice and remember it locally. Ambiguity is not an error condition. It is a normal property of adapters. Then Fight should import the same semantics rather than copy the detective work. The shared layer says move left, light punch, heavy punch, block, and start. The game decides what those actions do. This is less glamorous than rollback netcode, but it is the part that lets a strange controller become an instrument instead of a bug report. What changes when an aesthetic computer reaches a console is not only input. A television is farther away. Text becomes architecture. Sound is expected. Two people can share the frame without sharing a chair. The prompt, usually intimate and keyboard-shaped, becomes a sign across a room. The controller offers fewer words and more gestures. That constraint could produce a console mode without producing a console edition, large prompt typography, controller-first navigation, six-button literacy, local multiplayer, strong resume behavior, and QR handoffs back to a phone. The URL remains canonical. The Xbox becomes one performance space among several. This is the part I like. The goal is not to conquer the Xbox or to turn it into a compromised PC. It is to let a public artwork notice the room it has entered. Tonight, the first notice is an arcade controller wearing an Xbox name. We press the buttons, watch the wrong diagram light up, and teach the system a new picture. That is console development at the scale of aesthetic computer. Not gaining dominion over the box, but earning one more fluent gesture inside it. The console has a browser. The browser has a gamepad. The gamepad has a secret. That is enough to begin. Here ends the reading.